This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With a victory Sunday in Baltimore, Jaden Daniels, who would become just the second rookie quarterback since 1950 to start and win five of his team's first six games of a season. The other one to do it, Dak Prescott in 2016. Remember, that Cowboy team started out 10-1. Ben Standing is with us. He is our Washington Commanders insider. He's with us every Monday and Friday at 12 noon. He's going to have to run a little bit early because Dan Quinn is scheduled to speak at 12:15. We'll try to carry some of Quinn's last press conference before the game on Sunday. At Ben Standing on Twitter, please subscribe to The Athletic and read Ben, read David Aldridge, read everybody that covers the NFL and all the local teams. It's totally worth it. And Ben's got a podcast that we talk about all the time that's excellent. It's called Last Man Standing. All right, let's start with health. Brian Robinson Jr. didn't practice today, or did he? And what is his status for Sunday?
Yeah, he was not out there today during the open portion, so it's possible he snuck in later or, you know, doing enough that they would consider it to be limited. But, you know, last week he was listed as limited after missing 2 days of practice and then played a very limited role. In the game. And, you know, they've talked about this week that, you know, they're saying he's fine, but that they're also mentioning, hey, we got to, you know, make sure he's good for the long haul here. So we'll, you know, again, we'll talk to Quinn and find out, but it's at the moment, based on what we see here, I don't know that he's going to play this week.
But you don't know that he's going to play, but isn't your hunch that he will, kind of like last week?
Oh, I don't necessarily know that. I mean, he did, you know, Yes, it was 24-3 at halftime, and we can all say we thought they were probably going to win, but you don't typically sit your starting running back. He didn't have any carries or didn't play in the second half, so it says to me that they felt resting him was more important than, you know, finishing off the Browns, and now he hasn't practiced. So, you know, it does make me wonder. Of course, this is, you know, every game you're going to want that guy on your team, but especially this one where, you know, keeping the ball away from the Ravens offense, it's going to be a physical game, et cetera, that you want that guy out there. So logically, sure, but I don't know. I don't have all, I'm less – last week I figured he would play. This week I'm more – I have more doubt.
There's a part of the game that I'm curious about, and I'm wondering if you've given it any thought. I mean, of course, we're wondering how will they stop the run or slow down the run, you know, especially against that Baltimore offense that sometimes has, you know, two tight ends and a big fullback, or sometimes three tight ends and a big fullback out there. How do you think Washington plays that defensively?
Yeah, so they've been pretty much nickel, right, the whole time, which is, you know, we understand that, you know, they improved the linebackers here significantly from last year, but they're still kind of only the two. Now, I am expecting Jordan McGee to get off the IR
possibly
this week. Yeah, I mean, you know, they did just open up the roster spot with Sam Howell out. I don't think F.A. Albata, who is another guy who at some point here will either be activated or kept on IR. So I would think this is a chance for McGee to be activated. If so, does that mean you immediately use him at linebacker? I can't say for sure, but going with a 4-3, to some degree, would make a lot of sense in this particular matchup, because otherwise you're having a nickelback to potentially deal with Derrick Henry, and that's obviously a terrible matchup for anybody. So, yeah, you know, there's really no other – I mean, I guess, like, if they could – you know, if, even if you say, like, Dante Fowler, like, move him from, like, hey, he's more of a linebacker than an edge, he's not really a big hitter in that way. He's more of a pass rusher. So I guess you could go five defensive linemen if you don't feel there's three running backs. But, you know, then the Ravens, like you said, the two tight ends, both of whom are excellent pass catchers. You know, now you can get them in space against a non-pass defender, so to speak. So, yeah, I think that's probably the interesting part of this chess match, is how much does Washington deviate from what they do. And it just doesn't feel like they have that piece, again, unless McGee is back and they think he's ready to go.
By the way, I didn't ask you about Cleveland Farrell. Will he be back Sunday?
I don't think so. I believe Quinn was saying last week that it's probably going to be a couple of games. So I'm guessing no, realizing this exact second. I did look. I don't remember the injury report from yesterday. But
it's okay.
I would guess
what about
no.
Noah Brown?
He was practicing this week, so that certainly points to more likelihood that he's available. So obviously that would be a huge deal just from a depth perspective. It gives them size, helps in the run game as a blocker. So, yeah, I think there's more optimism there.
I've been, you know, asked a lot this week by, you know, I actually had a caller ask about it today, had a caller ask about it the other day, social media, friends, about how well Luke McCaffrey has played and how much he's been open, but also, you know, what a great blocker he is. And why hasn't he been targeted more? And my answer has been, do you know what the quarterback's completion percentage is? It's 77%. He's finding people and they're moving the football and they never punt. But I'm curious as to whether or not you believe they think there are more opportunities for McCaffrey and they want Jaden Daniels to find McCaffrey more.
So let me just tell you this. I just got yelled at by Dan Quinn to get off the phone. So I'm going to have to go. Or maybe if you want, I can come back after. But in terms of Luke, yeah, I mean, he's not dropping passes. He's blocking. Brian Baldinger on Twitter had a really good breakdown of all the things that he's doing. I feel like they, as a team, they only have two drops as from the receivers overall, but McCaffrey's been really good. But, yeah, we can talk about this after we talk to Dan.
He was kidding, right?
Yeah, he was joking with me, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, we can reconvene at another time. Enjoy the game. I'll talk to you Monday. All right, Ben Standick, everybody. We probably could have arranged for a different time for Ben to come on, because I think we knew that Quinn was going to speak at 12:15. Do you want to carry some of Quinn, right, when he starts at 12:15?
Yeah, I think we definitely should. We got a big matchup this weekend. I want to hear from the coach.
Yeah, absolutely. So we will carry that once he starts. Denton's going to check out that. You know, there. This is the big game of the day, but there are others. The game last night was rather important. Detroit-Dallas obviously getting talked about a lot. This is another big spot for the Cowboys. They got the two on the road that they really needed to get. They've got the Lions at home. The Lions, by the way, coming off their bye week, and the Cowboys played on Sunday night. The Cowboys, a dog at home. And look, I think Dallas can win this game. You know, Detroit has not been great defensively in the first four games of the year. They were okay against Tampa. They gave up a lot of yards and points against the Rams. They gave up a lot of yards and a lot of points against Seattle. Could have been more in that game. I don't think they've been as good defensively as perhaps they were last year. The matchup here that has to be concerning to Dallas fans, Denton, is Detroit's mammoth and mauling offensive line against a Dallas defense that fought like hell against a Pittsburgh offense that is a little bit, you know, less imposing than Detroit's offense. But, you know, can they actually compete at the line of scrimmage, you know, on Sunday against the Lions? This one is another one that has kind of shootout written all over it, and you'd think that's the way Dallas would have to get the win, but they got a win last week with just 20. I think they got to get more this week. And then the Monday night game, you know, is really another kind of big spot for the league. The Jets firing Robert Saleh, elevating Ulbrecht. He then decides he's going to can or demote Nathaniel Hackett and elevate Todd Downing. Aaron Rodgers said yesterday he was totally fine with it and supportive of it. You know, that's a situation where when you think about it, when the head coach says, yep, we talked to Aaron and essentially we got clearance that it would be okay, tells you all you need to know about what the Jets are right now. Aaron Rodgers has to okay things for them to happen. Now, some of that's okay, I guess. Their only hope is Aaron Rodgers. I think that's an interesting game Monday night because the Bills won their first three games and everybody said, here we go. They've lost two in a row. If they lose that game, they're actually not in first place. They're a 500 team and the Jets might be ready to take off. So some good NFL the rest of the day. I mean, we get a 1 o'clock window that obviously has our game, a 4 o'clock window with Cowboys Lions, and then a really good Monday night game. The Sunday night game, probably not one that America's looking forward to. They would have been looking forward to Baltimore and Washington, but instead we get Nance and Romo. When's the last time Romo had one of our games? Oh, you know when it was? I can tell you when it was. Thanksgiving Day last year. Nance and Romo had Washington-Dallas on Thanksgiving Day. It was a CBS game. Right? I'm pretty sure that's probably the only time he's had a Washington game. All right. We will take a break. We'll come back. You'll hear Dan Quinn. Mark Schlereth is going to join us at 12:35, and we still have to make our picks on the game. We'll do that before the show is over. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Team980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.